never me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. Tonight we're live from Missoula, Montana. Coming live to you. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'll be your host this evening. Want to get a couple things out of the way. First, this show has not been evaluated by any government agencies whatsoever. We're not here to prevent, cure, talk about any kind of disease, cures, nothing. Please don't stop anything that you're doing. Consult with your medical professional and then get them back on the show with you. This is education and information only, so please grab your pen and paper because you're going to learn some things tonight. We're hoping to unlock your mind, but unlock the potential for you to learn all about vibrations and energy and frequencies. With that being said, I also want to let you know that there's no discussion of income. Get back to the person that invited you to the radio show tonight. Ask them to see their website, and I would highly advise you to read it 5 or 6 times so you thoroughly, clearly understand the vision of the potential of the income. So just get back with them. Ask them about how you get your free samples. We're giving away free samples as well. And I want to give a shout-out to some people that actually helped make this radio blog show work because Irv and I are always on the road. And without the wonderful help of Sean Doc Farrell, Richard and Joy Matuition, Diana Anderson, or Scott and Teresa Shriver, we would not be able to bring you this show whatsoever without the wonderful support of our branding partners and business partners. So we thank them extremely highly, very much. Now, again, my name is Gary Shaw. I have a little small business degree and a marketing degree, but my co-host and business partner and my friend and my mentor actually has an MBA in business. He taught business aspect to all kinds of avenues of business to college students as well as graduate students. He actually was a college professor, taught graduate students, and college students all aspect of business, all aspect of marketing, all aspect of psychology. He's got a psychology degree. He's got a speech degree. But what he's known for more than anything in the world, he's one of the foremost people in the world that can take you deep into a jungle, deep into a swamp, deep into a desert anywhere around the world and share with you things that's berries and things that he shows you things that you could eat to sustain your life if you got lost out in the woods. And occasionally he gets lost out in swamps or did recently. But anyway, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, and his name is Irv Samuels. Irv, are you here already? Irv Samuels. I don't hear Irv at all. Is anyone on the line tonight with me? Anyone here? Having a little bit of technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
Can you hear me there? Hey, it's Scott. You've got people on the line looking for Irv's number. I don't see, wait a minute, 65742. Yep, there's Irv right there. Let me unmute Irv.
Thank you. There we go.
Okay, Irv, can you hear us?
Hello?
Irv, you're up.
Is Irv on?
Well, he was, and now he's not. Let's see.
I'll go ahead and start it until he gets back.
We must have lost him. I'll look for him to come back on in a moment, okay?
All right, I'll go ahead and start it. This story, ladies and gentlemen, all starts basically in around 2012. A young gentleman by the name of Mike Hassler got an invitation to attend a Nikola Tesla convention, and it is a very prestigious honor. It is one of those events that you don't want to ever miss out on. Anyway, he got the invitation. His father, Rick, was extremely very, very proud that he got this honor and got this invitation. But that year, in 2012, this was going to be in Germany, and you have to understand, Mike is basically from a small town, an island that live in New Hampshire, and he's never been anywhere. So his father, Rick, had just sold a Fortune Inc. 500 company. So money wasn't the issue. The issue was that his son has never been out of this country or never been, you know, to many states whatsoever. So he did not want to indulge his son in leaving the country. So they had some discussions because Rick didn't want him to go. Mike was insisting that he was going to go. Anyway, Rick finally agreed that it was a prestigious honor, and he and his son went. They went to all the meetings that they had, all the lectures, all the breakouts. If you've ever been to a kind of a convention or an event like that, you know there's all kinds of different meetings you can go to. Anyway, they went. They saw. They conquered. They learned some amazing things that, you know, they just thought that they were way too far in the future. Rick did anyway. Are you here yet, Irv?
I think.
I hear background noise. So I was just wondering.
Irv is on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Go ahead. I just was getting back to the United States with Rick and Mike.
All right. Well, the simplicity is that Rick pretty much pigeonholed what he had heard. And Mike, on the other hand, thought, holy cow, I could do something with this and impact the world. And that was his idea. And ultimately, he began the process, set up a little quantum resonating energy. And what happened at that point was that he developed some ideas that were patentable. And what does that mean? It means we can impact the world. We have the ability to literally change the world, no question about it. So that's what he began to do. I'll put it on the card. So anyhow, the key was that he went to work. He set up a laboratory, basically a quantum resonating energy or a quantum physics laboratory, developed some technologies that are absolutely mind-boggling, and you're going to hear about how that is going to impact the world forever. So the first patents were filed in 2012, and after several years, they eventually were granted. They were patent pending in the meantime. And here is the difficult fact in which you're going to try to get your head around this happening, because it's one of those weird circumstances in the world that pretty much is not understandable, but it did come to fruition. And all we can say is we are ingratiated because it had the ability to make a huge difference in everybody's lives. The patent was a trifecta. The first part, very simply, was that we have the ability to isolate frequencies, and everything in this world has a frequency. So let me get another part. Everything has a frequency, and ultimately what that boils down to is that once we have the frequency of a given source, and let's say that we take a frequency from a physical substance like concrete or possibly a substance like glass or wood, and it resonates its own frequency, and everything does. So whether it's a vitamin or a mineral, or whether it is, you know, some kind of thing like the earth, it has its own resonating energy. So we figure out what that is. And once we figure out what that is, we then, the second part of the patent is we put it into a substrate. And that substrate can be a storage device of any kind. And they've worked with so many different substrates over the years. They've come up with some reliable ones that they really like because they hold energy very efficiently. And the ones they are currently using are holograms, and these aren't average holograms. These are special holograms with geometric patterns in them, and they're layered, and they literally are very efficient at holding energy. And they also use carbon fiber materials. And when they indeed use the various equipment that they have, and it's a 24-hour process in most cases for them to embed the frequency so that it is absolutely impactful when somebody comes into, and here's the difficult part to understand. When somebody comes into the energy field, when they come close to one of these batteries, they receive the same benefit as if they had consumed the original source of the energy. And that's pretty remarkable. Never been done in this fashion before. So most of us can't understand how that's possible. And that's why Rick, you know, when he was looking at this, figured, yeah, nobody's going to have any idea as to how to harness this for another 50 years or 30 years. But the patent was granted. It's part of our world today. And you have the ability to take advantage of it in every aspect of your life, and it will improve your life. The modalities that are available are the first one called relief. And what it brings to the table is relief. Relief from physical discomfort, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from nausea, relief from, you know, various things that end up complicating your life in which you need relief. And when you simply put one of these peel-in sticks on, batteries on, I'm going to call them batteries because they hold energy. When you put one, apply it to where it hurts, you'll see that it begins to facilitate relief. That's pretty phenomenal. And with that, Gary, you want to take it? I have a lot of noise. I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that technical difficulty. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Irv.
Okay, very, very succinctly, I'm going to cover rapidly the modalities that are available. I apologize very much. We have an immunity modality. Very simply, a peel and stick, place it in the range of your body or the range of your pet's body, and it begins to resonate the energies that have been embedded in it to improve your immune response. That would be vibrations from vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry, literally a cornucopia of those things that you need or that are known to really help your immune system work at a much more efficient level. Then we have something called burn, and it literally will guide your body in a reconfiguration. If you want to drop a few pounds and inches, if you want to go through a natural detox process to get rid of some of the toxins that we accumulate through the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water that we drink, and the horrible realities of our neighbors' pesticides and the chemtrails and the rest of the things that go on in our world. Well, the burn modality helps your body begin to get rid of those complicated toxins. And furthermore, it provides a simple mechanism whereby you begin to eliminate the cravings for things like sugar in carbohydrates. So ultimately, you make better food choices. We have a real simple CBD resonator. It is more efficient than any chemical aspect of cannabidiol. Ours is derived from full-spectrum organic hemp, full-spectrum organic CBD, and it doesn't have any chemicals of any kind. It's only frequencies. The advantage is that your body only utilizes what it needs. So unlike when you're using a tincture or a gummy, your body has to figure out typically, you know, which one works for you. You have to figure out how many milligrams. And once you eventually go through all the experimentation and solve that, then you have to figure out what frequency, you know, how often you need to redose. You have to wake up during the night and take it every 2 hours to keep your body, to keep the endocannabinoid system properly stimulated. Well, with energy, none of those complications. And even better, for those people that have CDLs or work for the military or have any other complications with the possibility of a drug test, we don't concern ourselves with that because you can't test for energy. So there is no possibility of having, you know, kind of retribution based upon being, you know, proven to have some drugs in your system. Ours don't carry any, only frequencies of organic full-spectrum CBD. Why is it important to have CBD in your body? Well, it's known to be a natural stimulator of the endocannabinoid system. Brings everything back in balance. Balance of your cardiovascular system, balance of your nervous system, balance of your endocrine system, that's your hormones, balance of your digestive system, balance of your skin system. That's, excuse me, by the way, the largest system in the body. And the mechanisms whereby the CB1 and CB2 receptors are triggered from the stimulation with CBD, your body begins to just responsibly act healthier. So the more you can stimulate the endocannabinoid system, the more likely that you're going to see things come back into balance. Then we have something called sleep, and it guides people into deep restorative sleep. You know, a lot of people think that they're sleeping well, but if they don't go into that rapid eye movement, if they don't go into that stage 4 eye movement sleep where their body does all of its really incredible reparative work, then you're not sleeping the way you need to be. Try the sleep patches. By the way, all of these batteries are unconditionally guaranteed, so anybody that tries them, they have no financial risk in any of them. It's a 30-day unconditional on some, and the ones that I'm going to talk about right now actually have a 1-year unconditional guarantee. And the first one is an EMF shield. And what that does, when you put it on an appliance and emits radiation, you know, electromagnetic frequency like your cell phone, your laptop, your notebook, your router, your smart TV, your smart appliances. You know, some people have smart vacuum cleaners and smart hair dryers and smart camera systems and fobs that unlock their cars or unlock their garages. Or smart meters on your house, horrible reality that the human body wasn't made to be exposed to those frequencies, and it is very damaging, especially with chronic exposure. So simply putting one of these batteries on, you can begin to protect yourself. Whether you are smart enough to protect yourself, please investigate and protect your children and your grandchildren anyhow. And we have a freshness card. The food freshness card is a remarkable patented technology that provides mitigation of the development of mold, fungi, and bacteria. How important is that? Well, turns out, again, those particular, I'll call it a trifecta, they destroy things rapidly. And if you doubt that, look in your refrigerator after you've had your spinach in there for a week, or your red raspberries in there for 2 days, or you know, leftovers, milk and cheese and things that deteriorate much more rapidly than you would like. Get one of these simple freshness cards and begin to save a ton of money. And there's so many other applications. You know, again, if you put them around your ductwork, if you specifically eliminate where you are beginning to have complications with with some kind of musty smell or fungi developing, boy, will it make a difference. And the final item I'm going to talk about is an earthing card. It has the frequencies of the earth in it, and it also has the ability to mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. Is that important? Well, realizing that Elon Musk, richest man on the planet, is in the process of deploying 34,000 satellites to make sure that everybody is irradiated with 5G, it's time to step up and do something about it. These cards are amazing at their ability to mitigate most of the complication. Don't take our word for it. We could demonstrate it simply by passing a card to somebody. We can physically see that it improves their strength, their range of motion, their flexibility, and their balance. A lot of people, as soon as they have them in their hands, notice mental clarity and focus. Some have a calming feeling. Some absolutely just say, hey, I don't know what this is doing or what's going on, but I love it, and you're not getting it back. So, you know, if you want to get the facts as to why it works, I have a great website. It's a medical doctor that basically talks about the importance of earthing, you know, sticking your little toesies into the soil, going to the ocean and make sure that you know, run barefoot in the sand, and then you stick your feet into the ocean, or hug a tree, climb a tree. Anything that gets you connected with the earth will help. That website is tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. That's DrEarthing. And you'll be overwhelmed with the benefit, understanding that our card gives you continuous earthing benefit. So that pretty much covers a, you know, overview of some of the technologies. We have others, and you'll probably hear about them on the testimonials coming up. But for right now, I just want to mention that anybody has the ability to become a brand partner. Doesn't cost anything. There's no financial risk, and we need your help. We need to get this information conveyed to people around the world. We need to begin to protect the children. We need to help people enhance their immune system and begin to get their endocannabinoid systems working properly again. So step forward, get back to the person who invited you here tonight. Take a position as a brand partner. You'll get a self-replicated website, smarter than most of us in that it speaks in multiple languages. We're doing business in 84 countries around the world now. And as you begin to invite people to this information, believe me, you never have to do the dissertation that I just did. Don't even think about learning this. But become a good inviter. Invite people to, you know, kind of this kind of information conveyance. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, except for Tuesday and Friday. So we'll be here tomorrow night. We'll be here Monday night. And we'll get through the technical complications that we suffered with this evening and last night. I believe we're in, you know, making some progress. So, again, we apologize. So as you begin to share the information, when somebody goes to your website and makes a purchase, you earn money. For a lot of our brand partners, they use that money to buy products, more and more products, out of earnings instead of out of pocket. So that certainly is an option for anybody. And furthermore, if you decide to step forward and treat this as a business, you have the ability to develop part-time income. Get a little more serious, you'll have the ability to develop full-time income working part-time. And for those of us that catch the vision and are as serious as anybody on the planet can be about changing and impacting this world with really amazing technologies, there is unlimited possibility in your future. So with that, we're going to continue. First-time listeners, please press 1 on your phone. You'll hear the last 4 digits of your phone number. When you hear that, please identify yourself by giving us your first name, the state that you're calling from, and the first and last name of the person that invited you. That way, you'll be keyed into being able to get some resonators to try, between 3 and 8 of them. And the person that invited you will get a reward of 2, a 6-day supply of the resonators. So please, at this time, if you're new, press 1.
I'm back. Irv. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, press 1 for any questions or comments. Scott, do you have anybody that's actually pressed 1 yet?
0123 did.
Not yet.
He came up and went down.
352,
okay.
857, yeah, 1263.
Oh, I don't hear my hand up.
Richard.
Okay,
Richard
this,
Jones, Scott.
Hold on.
Scott Jones.
Yeah, 0123 has come up and down a couple of times. So 0123, we opened your mic. I know you're not a new first person, but go ahead for now.
Yep. Yes, I am a new person.
Well,
oh, I had you down as George.
And your first name, sir?
Eldean, E-L-D-E-A-N.
Eldean. Okay, Eldean. Who invited you tonight?
A fellow named Jeff, took T.
Jeff, okay. What did you think about what you heard?
I was very impressed with it, and I'm very curious.
Well, get with Jeff and ask Jeff for a couple, two or three of the videos. And if you would, Richard can text you the link to go fill the form out. Call Jeff as soon as the show's over. Hang around and listen for the testimonials. And when the show's over, you should have this text and get with Jeff and go fill out the information correctly, and you can receive three resonators absolutely free. But if you will come back tomorrow night and Monday night and bring two people with you within the next 48 hours and just have two people that says your name, we will bump that up to get your resonator to you quickly. You actually have 7 days, but I like to get people to do it within 48 hours so you get your resonators quick. You can bring two new people on the call that will say your name. It'll introduce themselves, and we'll bump yours from 3 up to 8. Think you could do that in the next 2 days, get two people listening?
Well, we'll certainly try.
Well, that's all we ask you to do. Richard's going to text you that link, and just call Jeff as soon as the show is over and ask him to send you some videos that you could go ahead and be looking at some videos that might pertain to something that you might have heard that you like. And then when you go to the form, it's going to pop up Irv Samuels, and just read it real slowly and then check off all the boxes of information that you are interested in learning more about. And then there's a big box that you just put in Jeff's name, his first and last name, and put in what you'd like to get three of. You only get three of one item, but like I said, if you get two more people in the next 2 days, the next 48 hours, Sunday and Monday night, we will bump yours from 3 to 8. Does that sound like a fair deal?
Fair deal. Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Come back often.
All right.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. It's that easy. Just all you do is press 1 and then just tell us your first name, tell us who invited you, and preferably the state you're calling from, because we got people calling from all over the country. And today at our webinar this morning, we had people calling in from all over and watching us live on the Internet all over the world. So press 1. And if there is nobody that you don't recognize, Richard, on here, open up their line. And if you got a testimonial, now would be a good time for a good testimonial.
Okay. 3190, your number isn't familiar to me. We'd just like to know your name and who invited you, if you're new. 3190, last 4 digits.
3190, your mic is open. Care to tell us who you are? We don't recognize your number.
Okay, this is Connie. I was invited by Carl Gillespie, and I've been on the call about three times now.
Great. have you learned something each time, or same information, or what is your overall thinking of what you're hearing?
Yeah, I've learned something each time.
Great.
I'm planning on I've decided on my free samples from being the first time, and then I'm sure I'm gonna join and order some product.
Were you on the webinar this morning?
Yes.
Well, you now know that we're bumping everything up from basically up to 90-day unconditional guarantee. Most everything, all the, like the food freshness card and the earthing card and the EMF shield have a one-year guarantee, but all the small batteries now have a 90-day unconditional guarantee. So there's no risk in ordering some and trying them, because if you don't like them, you send the unused proportion back, send everything back, and you get your money back. We don't have very few people do we ever have ever sent anything back. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Once people try this, they absolutely love it. So if you're sitting on a fence, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't know if you want to order to try it, you now have a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. So there's no reason anymore to hesitate. Order you some and try it, and you will be like the rest of us. You will be amazed. And thank you, Connie. And if you can bring some people on, in the next 2 days, we'll bump your free supply, your three, literally up to eight. So try to get between tomorrow night and Monday night, try to get two people to listen in so you can win some more resonators free.
I will. I just hope that if they ask the question that they're, answered, treated with respect when they answer. But I will definitely invite you.
Most definitely are. Everybody should be. If you ask a question, didn't get treated with respect yet, or because I'm just curious.
Yes, I did. I asked a question the last time I was on a call. I think it was, it wasn't a conference call. I think it was the other call that you do. And I did ask the question, and I felt like I was responded. The response was kind of condescending. So I just hope people, if they ask questions, that they will be treated with respect, and I'm definitely inviting some other people.
Well, most definitely. I'd like to know, when that was, because we don't, to my knowledge, that's not been on our Blog Talk show. I mean, I can't help what goes on any other kind of show, but literally on the Blog Talk show, we try to treat everybody with respect. Was it on our radio show, or was it on a different show?
This one is where you tell people about the food product, but this was another one. Did you tell people? I don't think this was the one where you told people about food product. It's your other call. What do you call your other call?
I don't have the webinar.
You have another call that you do. Yeah, it was a webinar.
Webinar, that wasn't me. I don't know who done that one. That's not me. I have nothing to do with that. We have one on Tuesday night. Tuesday night we don't do any question and answers hardly at all. And Tuesday night a lady by the name of our business partner, Susie Jackson, runs that one in Saturday morning. And then if there is any other webinar, I am not aware of that. Because I do this one 5 nights a week, and then I'm on the Tuesday and Saturday. And then if there's any others, I don't know anything about those. Who did those? If they come off short, it's probably because they didn't know the answer. Always participate in this one right here. You'll get the honest truth on the Blog Talk Radio show each and every single time, and everyone will be treated with respect. I promise you that. We've never had any complaints wherever. Now I can't tell you what anything any other shows are doing. But I know on the Blog Talk Show, we've never had that issue ever come up.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in, and come back often. Come back often and invite your guests and tell them they can ask for Gary or Irv, and we will answer their questions honestly and to the point. We can't if it's a medical question. Now we may come off a little bit with if it's a medical, because we're not doctors. We are not allowed to answer any kind of medical question whatsoever on the show, because we're not practitioners. That would be the only way I could see somebody coming off the kind of thing that can't be nothing medical answered.
I remember what I said. Okay, so this wasn't a medical question. I basically asked if you had to repurchase the product, or if you bought it one time, was that adequate? You know, once your body got an adjustment. And the response I got was, I don't know, something like, well, what do you think? don't you think you'd have to buy it over again, or, something like that? But anyway,
okay.
I'm sold on the product.
No.
I'm just saying it's important how you talk to people, because you can offend someone and not intend on offending them, but offend them nonetheless and lose a customer. Or cause them not
especially
to invite others.
Especially this day and time, you're right. I mean, because everybody wears the senses. But, once you get your body in balance, could you quit? Yeah, you could quit you could quit wearing it, but you're going to lose the frequency. Once you start it, you need to wear them consistently to keep the body maintained and the body balanced, if that's a good way to answer that.
Yeah,
but you got to be consistent to get the frequencies that you need consistently for them to work 100% maximum.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who it was, but I'll apologize for them, and I'm sorry that happened to you. But if you stay here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, you're going to get respect, and we treat everybody with respect each and every time, because that's the way the show grows, and that's the way we help our team grow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Scott, Richard, anyone else?
No one else has their hand up, and that's the last of the people who I don't know.
Okay. Testimonial time, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody got testimonials? Scott, you got a good testimonial. I know you had a your wife basically one day, if I remember correctly, back when we first got her into this, you thought that you had a new wife because she acted a little different because she'd been putting on some she'd put the CBD on. You want to tell us that little story? Is Scott still here, Richard?
Looking. No. He ended up falling off.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to share a testimony with us?
Whoop, got one right here. Hold on. 1106. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, this is Jeff Pertie. Hey, everybody. I just ordered my March Madness pack, and I'm so excited. I'll tell you what. I've used the Relief, and I've used the Nitro, and it has made a difference in me, in my cognitive ability. Well, I mean, it just gives me a clearer mind. My attitude is better. My well-being is leveled out. My stress level, I mean, I'm just calm. And the Relief has been fantastic. I had surgery a couple of years ago, broke my leg, and I wear a brace all the time. And so I put it right on my knee, and I wear another one on my ankle, not because I have an injury on the ankle, but just to help, get the frequency in my body. And it makes a huge, huge difference in my life. And I just ordered the March Madness. I'm so excited about getting the earthing card because I already have plans to two or three people hold it for a day and let them feel it. Hello?
Yes. Great idea. What you could do though, Jeff. Yeah, well, what you could do instead of doing that, you could get you a little blue squirt bottle, and run water over the card into that squirt bottle, and then hand some of your friends the squirt bottle and say, "You want to see something really magical? I run water over this card, and then do the little demonstration, do the little stress test." You know, the strength test or the balance test with them, and then spray their arms.
Right.
Spray their arms. You can get the exact same as if they were holding the card in their hand, and it's more of a mind blowing effect when you do it with a spray bottle. Because that way you still got your card in your hand, or you could spray a rug.
Right.
You could spray a rug in your house. And put the water on there, and let them stand on that rug, and before you let them stand on the rug, do the strength test and the balance test, simply by having them hold both hands out. Find out what side of their body is their dominant side. If they're right-handed,
the dominant hand.
Have them stand and put both arms straight out, and then have them stand on one knee. On one leg, like if they're right-handed, have them bend their right leg and put both arms out, and then you could literally. I went and I'm having made right now a little 5-pound bag of pebbles, and tripled sold on both ends, and I'm gonna have 5 pounds that I'm just gonna lay on someone's arm because I've done it with a 5-pound bag of sugar and almost knocked someone over. Literally, but just having them stand on one leg and two arms. And when they see it's just a 5-pound bag of sugar, it blows their mind. You put that card in their hand or you spray them. What gets the biggest effect is if you spray their arms with a mist of this and then you do the same test, their balance, you can see immediately their balance is stronger. And then when you put the 5-pound bag on, you literally almost got to put your body on them to push it down too before they start to dip, and it just blows their mind. And that way, you still got your card.
right. Well, yeah. I mean, that sounds very interesting. I'm gonna have to try that. But listen, I'm really excited. This stuff works, and I'm really excited about getting my package and. It's on. I'm loaded. I'm ready to go.
You want to hear another great idea? Think card. Get you four bowls of water, and you run the earthing card, the water over the earthing card into four bowls, and you put four bowls of water in the corner of your bedroom, of the energized water. When you walk into that room, you can sense and feel a difference. It's like a quantum room. You feel the energy in that room. I've got them throughout my house.
That's crazy.
If you got pets, you could do the same thing and put out five or six bows. Pets go straight to the earthing water every single time. I mean, they can pick it. They can pick out the bows that you put the water in. It's amazing.
Right. One other thing, I was on the webinar this morning, and Susan said that because Rick had brought up the how many returns had happened, and Susan said in the last year they have had 3 returns out of all the sales that have been done in the last year.
Yes.
Just so I heard you mention that. So, so that's like crazy. I don't know how many thousands of things have been shipped. You guys
100 over big, one but, over one over 100 over 100,000 and two
so
of the
three
people,
returns in a year over 100,000.
Well, two of the people returned them the same day they got them without being opened.
So they didn't even try them. Yeah,
they didn't even try them. They didn't even try them. One lady basically just told us that she ordered it and She didn't really have the money, and she didn't think she'd be able to get the money, and she wanted her money back on her credit card. The other lady, it was picked up and took straight back to the post office. And then one guy basically said that they didn't stay on. And when we talked to him, come to find out, he actually lied to us. And he was like 475 pounds. And he was 475 pounds, and he sweated a lot, and he was hairy. And when we quizzed him at the first time, because normally I like to try to find out a little bit about a person where I can give them a little bit of insight. And then just like if a person's really, really, really hairy, I'll tell them, I say, you know, shave you a little spot where you could put the patches
shave
up on your
spot.
Chest if you're – shave you a little
yep.
spot where if you're hairy or if you're going to put them on your knee, shave a little spot or take you some tape, some sports tape, and wrap
That's
around
what I
it. And then if you're, you know, if you're a big, big guy, like I was 370 pounds when – And, you know, I drank a lot of water. Well, he didn't drink a lot of water. And then he tried to tell us it didn't work. And I said, just send it back. We'll refund your money. I said, because you're not, you know,
right.
you didn't listen to no instructions whatsoever. None.
Yeah, that's what I did. I shaved spots, and I also used a Band-Aid, a good cloth Band-Aid or medical
yep.
tape to put on it to hold it on.
And that's what you got to do. You got to ask people questions and tell them a little bit of – You got to do a little bit of homework with them because if they don't do it right, they're not going to get the maximum result. I mean, the key is water.
Right.
The key is basically, you know, getting you some good tape or a good Band-Aid and putting them on if you're hairy. It helps to have a positive, just like, you know, Rick was also telling people about, you know, going into the room. And because for some reason, when these are programmed, if a person – has kind of a negative or bad attitude or a bad kind of bad thing happen
right.
to them that day.
Yeah.
That can actually
come
off into
the
program.
Let them in the room.
Nope.
Yeah, they don't let them in the room. Yeah. Yeah, that's
nope.
cool. That was really cool. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that webinar. And I actually had a guy with me watching it. So I'm trying to get him. We're going to get him hooked. He's already been on the radio show. But I've been having trouble
Good.
Getting him in, so I'm going on a call. I'm going on a call with Irv after the show and get a three-way to do Elvine and Josh. We're just going to have to work that out. But in any case, that's where
well,
I'm.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. Just if you need me or Irv, we'll make sure that we're available anytime you need us. You know, Irv's got my number, and if I can help you. Our whole team is this way. If anybody on the team can help, we're here for you.
Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Well, that's my little testimony for the day.
Well, we appreciate that testimony. That's a good testimonial.
And with
Come back
that, if I make
some more people.
If I make,
I was wondering where you
stay.
Disappeared.
If I may step up to the plate, talk a little bit about a testimonial that I got yesterday from one of our brand partners. We introduced the freshness card to a little floral shop. And, you know, the guy was pretty skeptical in the beginning, but when I did the original explanation to him, I said, would you like to buy one for $75 or two for $99? Or I could even put a little deal together that if we configure the orders – And, you know, by structuring, we'll be able to get four of them for $175. He said, that's what I want, because each one is good for 5 feet in all directions, and he has a relatively small floral shop. Well, bought the four cards, got them in, began to experiment with them, you know, covering the floor plan in his floral shop, and noticed immediately that his flowers were coming back to life. You know, the aroma was more intense. They were brighter. He literally couldn't believe what was happening right in front of his eyes. Okay, then as time went on, he, you know, we called back because we knew he was excited the first time that we talked to him, but we called back and we found that the second time he was more excited. And the reason he was more excited is he realized he's going to make some money. You know, what do you mean by make some money? Well, understand that, you know, flowers don't come free to retail floral shops. They buy them from wholesalers. And the wholesalers don't have any guarantee on their flowers. So it's up to the little floral shop to manage their inventory as close as they can. Anything that they don't sell is absolutely cutting into their profits. No way around it. They're turning their hard-earned cash into trash is what happens if they don't sell their inventory. Well, this florist realized that the flowers were absolutely remaining much fresher, much longer, and he was, you know, he was able to get them out there to sell them, okay? And he was realizing that he won't have to buy as much. He's going to increase his profits in the same exact operation simply by getting a little longevity out of the you know, the flowers that he buys from the wholesaler. So he was pretty stoked the second time we talked to him. Now, this is where it gets really cool. The third time we talked to him, and we'll have testimonials. He's not a, you know, he's not an active brand partner. He is positioned, but he doesn't, you know, catch the whole, you know, possibility of what he has in his hands, being one of the pioneering floral shops. But the third time we talked to him, he couldn't stop talking. He said, "You won't believe it. My customers are calling and they're saying, what have you done to your flowers? They smell better, they're much brighter, and they're lasting a lot longer." Now, would you think that every floral store in the entire world would like to have comments coming back from their customers like that, as well as saving a lot of, you know, elimination of waste in their operation so they could turn all those purchases from the wholesaler into cash instead of throwing a lot of them into their dumpster? Well, in my opinion,
absolutely,
that is a huge, huge, you know, kind of service that we could provide. We need to get the word out there.
Irv, can we actually get that testimonial from him in writing? Because I think we could get some people like Ronald Ostergaard to go visit. If we get letters from people like we got from, you know, like ones we got from Pam, and we start getting letters from testimonies, and we put together a little testimony book, some people are liable to go out and say, "Hey, read this."
Yeah, I don't have a clue yet. You know, he's a religious man. After the Passover, we're going to have another discussion with him. Absolutely. So we'll try.
That'll work.
And also, I want to mention that I was in a company that actually bought a weight loss company. This was back in the 90s. And I went to a convention out in Utah. And when we met the brand partners from this weight loss company, every one of them carried, and again, this is, 90s, so, way before all the activity on the Internet was going on. But they all carried a simple, souvenir books or scrapbooks in which they had picture after picture, before and after weight loss success stories. And, I got on a bus. We actually, we took a tour of the manufacturing facility, so we went from Salt Lake City out to Provo. And while we're riding on the bus, these gals were running around on the bus. They were just so proud of their before and after books. I mean, it was nuts at how persuasive and how many, the preponderance of the evidence was overwhelming. It was just one, episode of weight loss success after another. Each page you flip through, it was just more and more remarkable. And we do have, kind of Gary, and we do have some other people that have had some really good weight loss, stories. Unfortunately, they haven't probably documented the way they, could have with photography from the very beginning, so that you have some really good pictures of, them standing beside a yardstick and also watching their measurement chart, which we highly recommend that anybody that gets on the burn that they, configure the various measurements every week. That way they can definitively chart their progress. And, you know, we need to get brand partners more conscientious as we begin to have more and more success stories so we can, you know, do exactly the same because that works.
Well,
people want to see the results.
I posted pictures on Facebook of mine.
Right, but you did that a year after you whatever. You should have been in those pants, you know, the original day.
Right there. I should have been in them. I'm looking in the back now and try to. I'm looking for the picture. I think I actually had a picture of me had them pants on, and I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking for the pants now.
Another aspect of, you know, the earthing water, as we learned today, you know, Rick did a great job trying to break down the science that we heard about on last Saturday's webinar with the individual that spent his lifetime studying water. And, you know, it's quite technical, and it's a little difficult for the lay person to understand. But what we do know is, and again, the science now verifies that we actually can improve germination by adding the frequencies of the earthing card or the practice card to water. You know, it absolutely improves germination. Well, we have, again, a lot of people that have, you know, kind of experimented with that, and unfortunately, we don't have the before and the after situations. You know, we do have. I mean, I have on my phone the vibrant result of my sponsor Doug using the earthing card on his cherry tomato plant, in which it just started to flourish, and he has a black thumb. Typically, you know, anything he grows dies. Okay, well, particular. You know, silly little cherry tomato plant planted into a bucket not only flourished, it was overwhelmingly productive, more than 1,000 cherry tomatoes out of one plant. And when you look at that plant, you can't believe it. I mean, you know, it's just, man, is that amazing. But again, had he had another one, a control nearby that had not been energized by the card, we would have had something, you know, realistically, you know, demonstrable. So we need to get better at what we do here. But we're pioneering. It's all, you know, a process, and we will definitely get better. With
sounds
that,
good.
Anybody
we
else have a question?
Well, yeah, we've got 4800 on Turn Your Mic On. Richard, if
you'll
open up.
That was Scott.
Oh, that was Scott. Okay.
Yeah.
3190, that was
you've got all of the people who were guests.
Okay, in the meantime, let me talk a little bit about immunity since we have a few first-time listeners, and that is it's an amazing, simple solution to boost your immune system. I have had challenges with, you know, kind of allergies over my lifetime, not as bad as my brother, but I happen to have an intense allergy to cat dander. Never been to an allergist. You know, I just know that when I'm exposed to cats and I noticed this back in 1995. That was the first time that it really became apparent that it was cats that were causing the problems for me. And what happens is that as I am exposed to cats, my eyes start to water. Very shortly after that, my nose starts to run. And if I, you know, continually am exposed, I break out into welts and hives. I mean, I am highly, highly allergic. Well, here is the reality and how powerful our simple peel-and-stick immunity batteries are. I was at Scott Rosenberry's, one of our brand partners that has had so many positive results, not only for himself, but for Teresa and his three children. They happen to be canines. and, you know, they are probably treated better than, you know, most children. But bottom line is they have had so many marvelous results. Well, I was at his house, and he also has a cat. And I love animals, and seemingly animals really love me, even the gators in the silly snakes in the swamps. You know, they tend to be attracted, and it's all good. But the bottom line is that I was at his house. The cat came over to me. I started playing with the cat. And pretty much instantaneously, my eyes started to water, and my nose started to run. And I decided, hey, I better get out of here, you know. So I said, I'm leaving, Scott. I'm going to get, you know, an immunity. He said, no, don't go anywhere. I have lots. And I wanted to go out and get a little fresh air anyhow. I knew that that wouldn't hurt anything. So I went out and I, you know, put on one immunity resonator, came back in. And Scott was, you know, kind of watching a clock. And less than 8 minutes later, I was completely clear. Absolutely took care of the, you know, the watery eyes and the runny nose. And I was able to play with the cat for the rest of the night, no complications at all. And that's not, you know, kind of an unusual circumstance for me, because if I, for one reason or another, forget to have an immunity resonator on, the company recommends that you put two on. Well, sometimes when I'm out in the swamp or whatever's going on, I'm in the lake or the creeks and I'm harvesting things, or I'm playing in the mud, you know, kind of digging out the ramps and the leaks and, you know, kind of getting some vital nutrition out of the earth, I tend to lose my stickers. And, you know, the bottom line is they don't work if you don't have them on. So, you know, my experience has been that if I forget to put them on, you know, I'm back to normal. When I have them on, I'm, you know, kind of like 60 foot tall and bulletproof relative to my immune system working at a much more efficient level. And when I'm exposed to a circumstance that, you know, creates a difficult circumstance within my, you know, normal healthy functioning, if I put an immunity patch on, it just makes a huge difference in a very short period of time. So my recommendations is, you know, kind of pay very careful attention to your immune system. You know, use CBD to make sure that you're stimulating your endocannabinoid system, which triggers the CB2 receptors, which guide the body, that guide specifically your immune system into balance, and at the same time enhance your immune system function with the immunity patch. Anybody else want to share?
Excuse me. Gary's still there. Hold on a second. 6992. 6992.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I have a question.
Great.
Yeah, I'm on the call. Dr. Samuels. This is Charles. You were just talking about you were just talking about the immunity patch where's the best place on your body to stick that patch? Does it matter? Is it individually, or is there a better place to put it at? Where do you put it at?
There is, with every packet that you receive from the company, there are instructions with, you know, specific ideal locations. But for some people, they find, you know, through experimentation that they can get better results. I mean, I typically use the immunity either on the K27, left or right. Usually I put it on the right side because I typically have a nitro on the K27 heart side, left side. And also I put it and find that it works very efficiently on my wrist, about 3 inches up from where your hand flexes. Now, there's a little problem on my arms with hair there, so I have to actually shave a little spot there or make sure that I have some pretty serious Band-Aids to hold them in place.
What about if you wash your hands a lot? That's what I would have.
Well, this is three inches above your hand. It's, you know, it's where if you were slitting your wrist, it would be, you know, the ideal spot.
By your wrist. Okay.
Right. And also, you know, we have some reflexologists. We have some, you know, Reiki people that are really tuned into, and we have some acupuncture people. you know, they're really experts at this. I mean, you know, we're just learning, but, you know, they've developed a career of knowledge, and they'll absolutely have, you know, probably, you know, really good suggestions as to placement. You know, if you talk
okay.
to a reflexologist.
Yeah, I'm gonna call. I have a Dr. Liu. He's an acupuncturist. He's one of my doctors, so I'm going to probably call him first thing Monday morning.
Marvelous.
Get him,
yeah.
Get him on the call. That's his practice. He's an acupuncturist.
Terrific.
And I have another question because I'm still I know about Nikola Tesla, but I'm still trying to wrap my brain around a lot of this stuff. I understand it broadly, but specifically, Gary was talking about. Now he said he sleeps on the freshness card. He puts the freshness card under his pillow or under a mattress, and he sleeps on top of it.
Absolutely. We had a practitioner. In fact, she will be our guest speaker. She's from France. She will be our guest speaker next Saturday. And she's the one that basically introduced Rick. Okay, understand, you know, Rick's been, you know, marketing the freshness card for almost 5 years now since he developed it. And he had no clue at its impact on, you know, the water, you know, the consistency of improving and eliminating the EMF damage to water. Well, the body 60-70% water. So as you indeed expose the hydration levels within your body to improving the hydration, improving the vibration and vibrancy of, you know, every source of water that impacts every cell in your body, your body begins to do things in a dramatically improved or a healthier fashion. So she, in her practice, when any client comes in the front door, she has them lay on her therapeutic bed, in which she has six of the freshness cards underneath the, you know, the pad on that bed, and she keeps them there for about 15 minutes before they go into therapy. And what she finds is she finds that, you know, by doing that, she can get much, much better results from the regular, you know, therapeutic procedures that she goes through, and they maintain the benefit much, much longer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're
learning.
Absolutely.
We're just learning.
It works. And I also have the earthing card in my pillow. I put the earthing card and the food freshness card in my pillow. I've got the earthing cards and food freshness cards literally all over my house and in my truck.
Wow.
And I don't know if you were noticing. Don't know if you were noticing, but when Rick was doing the webinar today, he kept pulling out his little spray bottle and misting himself. Well, that's either earth water, or it looked like it was earth water inside the freshness card bottle. So he was getting the best of both worlds. He was getting the frequencies of both each time he missed it himself.
Okay, is that the one who was on the beach?
No, that's son,
RJ.
JR. Yep.
RJ.
Oh, I know. I wanted to know what beach he was on it, because it looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's a simulation. He's in New Hampshire.
Home? Oh.
Went skiing yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. And they also mentioned that they put, did they say eight of the nitro on their calves? You know, again, skiing's a pretty vigorous sport. And Rick, who's 62 years old, you know, is keeping up with his young sons. And as a consequence, he's really working to do that. And yet when he puts on, you know, multiple nitro patches in preparation, he could keep up with them, and he doesn't have any fatigue or discomfort. It's just really incredible how well this energy works.
He plays tennis with a 19-year-old that's almost a pro.
Wow. One last question.
No, well, welcome. We appreciate these questions. You know, we all learn from this.
What would you do if I watched the video where the doctor he was looking through a microscope at a drop of blood. I imagine it was a drop of blood, and the picture he showed the picture looked normal. Then he put one of the batteries on the blood, and you can see the
blood. That was the relief that he put right on the slide.
Okay, so so you answered my question. So now where on your body, because that relief is going to increase your blood flow.
Wherever it hurts. Stick it where it hurts.
Okay. So if my feet, if I'm having issues with my feet.
Okay, and it even improves when you put the nitro in the same, you know, proximity. So nitro and relief, what a 1-2 punch. Amazing results.
If you're going to wear them on your feet, put them down there. If you're going to put them on your feet, put them down there by your arch, get you some tape, and then tape it up just like you did when you played football. Tape both of them up and leave them on there for about 3 days and put both of them on there together and just watch what happens. If you have a tooth sore, you can stick them on your jaw.
I could put like that white medical tape over them.
Yep.
Keep them on.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
I have to ask this question off of the line
because it's a personal, it's a private.
Okay.
I don't think I can answer it on the call like this.
Very good. We'll be glad to answer anytime you want to get a hold of me. Also, a lot of people are finding that putting them on the soft part of the inner part of your foot is, you know, high on that, but the inner part rather than the outer part seemingly has better carrying of the energy.
Oh, okay.
And again, if you talk to your acupuncturist or a reflexologist, boy, they'll tell you exactly where on the foot you need to put them. I mean, they have that map.
Right.
They know where. Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing what they know.
We appreciate the questions. The questions you're asking, some people are afraid to ask questions and talk. So we love questions. That way people get their answers because some people are afraid to ask questions. No question is a dumb question. We're all learning. I mean, this is so new, and this technology is so new. We're all, Irv and I are on every call we can and with practitioners everywhere so we can learn more because when we can learn it, we can share it here on the radio show. But every Saturday morning, you're going to learn something, literally, from the whoever's on the show on Saturday morning. Never miss a Saturday morning if you can help it.
Okay, that sounds great.
And feel confident in inviting somebody to, the blog talk shows we do. And again, I apologize for the technical problems we had last night and tonight, but we're about to switch to a better platform, and that will improve that dramatically. But on Tuesday and on Saturday, they are impeccable. You get a guest there, you get a guest here. We'll do our best to answer their questions, make them feel at home, part of the family. And we really find that most people that, get in front of this information are willing to definitely step forward and join us at least as product users, if not as brand partners.
Right. Yeah. Do you record any of these?
They're all recorded. Everyone we've ever done are archived.
They're all recorded. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Just go to blogtalkradio.com/rolling Energy. All one word. blogtalkradio.com/rollingenergy, and you can share the episodes with people instead of having contacting Irvin and I, or you can contact Irvin and I and we'll do a one-on-one with them, but you could literally send them an episode of the show and they'll have an episode.
And
okay.
And this past Monday, again, this is Saturday now, but Monday was an excellent recording. You know, if you get a prospect, it was pretty long because we had a lot of guests on that night, but it was really, really a good presentation, and the answers to the questions and the testimonials were really rolling pretty powerfully that night, Monday night.
You said
we need to pull that off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/rolling, rolling, energy, energy. And we need to pull that one off, Irv, if we can, because we switch, we'll lose it.
Right.
We need to save it somehow.
Yep.
Anybody else got any questions or comments or suggestions or testimonials? Love to hear from you.
While we're waiting, I'll just jump in there. Rick had mentioned today specifically, normally he's talking about putting the nitro on their calves when they're going skiing, but today he mentioned putting them on his quads. Apparently because of the extra workout that they're getting. So I would think both of those and virtually any sport you're doing would benefit from having nitro on them.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you got to be using your legs and being strenuous. Absolutely.
Even if it's not your legs, I mean, bottom line is any kind of physical activity will definitely be enhanced if you have nitric oxide production.
And that's true, Irv, because when I first put them on, I put them on my wrist because I was going out to trim the bushes that go all across the front of the house. And the bushes go about 6 feet deep, you know, so I'm holding the cutters all the way out, my arms extended that whole time. I take a break and do the fronts and the sides, but it's going all the way to the back, and I can't get to the back to do it from the back, and then also one that's about 9 foot tall. So normally that would exhaust me before, but I put on two nitros on my wrist, right where you had talked about, right by where you take your blood pressure, about 3 inches down, and I felt great when I finished. So My I probably had two on my chest already too, but I put them there for that. But that was the whole upper body workout with that. So, you know, put them where whatever muscles you're going to use, put them where you're going to with the whatever the muscles you're going to use. And through it.
Have you tried the new Nitro Gold?
I have it on right now. Actually, a K27 left side.
Okay, what difference can you tell?
Now, I've never used a freshness card, and you know, as a sleeping, you know, kind of facilitator until last night. And I unfortunately I got to pack. I just got back to Pennsylvania, so I, you know, I had all kinds of smiles. Thank you, Rick. And I put the Nitro Gold on, just one, and I also, you know, put the freshness card in my bed, and I had kind of an unusual night. I didn't sleep, you know, as well as I typically sleep, but what I did experience was I thought my heart was working better. And I don't know if that's possible to even appreciate, but I literally had, you know, kind of a feeling of you know, blood being more effectively disseminated somehow. I mean, I don't know what to think, but pretty cool. I'll continue to appraise what's going on, especially at night. But I think it's a pretty cool patch.
Well, with the Nitro Gold, one of the things that I know, I felt more energy, but I felt more calmness. I know because I've been asking Richard about it because, what he saw the difference between the regular Nitro and the Nitro Gold.
Lost you, Gary.
What did you experience, Richard?
Well, understand a couple things. I have been taking a nitric oxide supplement for 11 years, and I've been taking a gold supplement for 4 years. So
sure.
But what I did find with these is I actually cut the nitric oxide supplement I've been taking for every day for 11 years in half. I have had as much or more energy. So overall, it was basically more effective than the extra doses that I was taking. So I was actually able to drop how much I was taking of the other one. Gary fell off here. So
out of curiosity, using gold solution for 4 years, what would you like to tell us about, the reason that that's so important?
Well, gold in general, I have a whole sheet on that because I've given talks on this before. How close it is to my fingertips, I don't know here at this point. But one of the things, gold, actually here's it's gold in general. So taking a nanotechnology gold type solution, okay? Let me quick look through here. Historically, it's been used throughout Egypt and Asia by royalty for thousands of years, and they perhaps knew more about its benefits and how to use it than we do today. The use of gold in modern medicine began around 1890 when there was a distinguished German bacteriologist who discovered that compounds made with gold inhibited growth of the bacillus that caused tuberculosis. And his work was honored with the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's pretty major with that. So it's historically used to help with digestion, help with circulation, as well as help with weight, as well as burns too. With that. So it's topically and internally. So it's that we've had it. It also has been known to help combine with other things and help remove toxins from the body, and that can be very beneficial because we're so toxic in so many ways, with the food that most of the people eat, it's just basically toxic from start to finish, particularly all of food that's packaged food with that. So that can actually help clearing up some of the organs and things like that. So that was a lot of the help here, the information behind, looking at gold in the first place. From a mental standpoint, they talk about mental fog and forgetfulness and IQ, actually helping you to sleep better and to relax more. So that could be the calmness within the feeling within that you were talking about. As well as, there are a number of cardio things, as well as issues with discomfort and, joints and stuff like that. And again, like a lot of our products, too, actually to help with stress. So that's a few things that gold has been known to do. And there's actually, like I said, a lot of published information there out there on that. For now, for a century, basically here, because